have another situation. The letter number, Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 14, letter number 5065. The Rebbe has dealt with this issue before, and that is somebody came into a Ashkenaz shul, and he davened the Nusach Ari, he davened the wrong Nusach, and the people got, you know, upset over there. So this is dated the 27th of Shvat, Toshin Yud Zayin. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to what you write in your letter about what happened, that one davened Nusach Ari, one who davens Nusach Ari, he led the services in a shul in which they daven Ashkenaz. And he writes, and you write that the people protested it. And the Rebbe says, you add to it that the issue over here is the issue lo sisgo dedu chulu. There is a verse that says, lo sisgo dedu. The rabbis learn out from it, there's actually a prohibition that the Jews shouldn't look like groups. So there is this idea that everybody should be doing the same thing when you're davening or whatever you're doing. It shouldn't look like there's two different Torahs. One does it this way, one does it the other way. So if you come into a shul, that's what the person suggested. If one davens this nusach, the other one davens the other nusach, it comes across, lois is going to do, making agudas, you're making different groups. But the Rebbe does not buy into that. The Rebbe says that whether this is really connected to Lois is going to do, this is something which has already been debated many years. And the Rebbe references various different, the Rosh and Yevomis, the two answers there, the Piskei Rosh, in the codifiers, the commentaries, the Noisei Klei Shulchan Aruch and Erech Chaim, Tov Tzadik Gimel, in the Magen Avraham Sichtei Voit, and many places. And the Rebbe says that the bottom line is, this is not really, because if you look into the response of the Tzemach Tzedek, he brings down, there was actually, you know, many times we say, you can't rule a halacha from what it says in the books. You can only rule a halacha from what actually happened. If you see things take place, that's called a maaseh rav, that's a big action. So like there were some great of rabbis, the Rebbe will bring down later on. And so the Tzemach Tzedek writes very clearly that there is no lois he's going to do, this is not part of it. However, the Rebbe says, so he added and he said that this would be the issue of the prohibition of lo sisgo dedu. The Rebbe doesn't agree with that. The Rebbe shows the different sources for that. And also the Tzemach Tzedek very clearly says that the act of the some of the great rabbis shows that that does not apply here. However, the Rebbe says whenever it comes to these matters is to be careful from machlokis, of discord. Why? That's something which is, according to all opinion, prohibited from the Torah. Machlokes, in other words, the issue here is not lois is going to do, the issue is here, machlokes, making a fight, which is something which is prohibited from the Torah. All opinions agree to that. And to keep the peace, that's the greatest thing. The entire Torah was given to make peace, bring peace into the world. Don't use Torah, basically, to bring discord, to make fights. If you're doing the opposite of the intent. The Torah is meant to bring peace to the world. The Rebbe says, this is brought down in the Rambam at the end of Hanukkah. So, the Rebbe says, don't daven another nusach if it's going to bring to a fight. It's going to be machlokas. Don't do that. However, there is no lois is going to do. And the Rebbe says, by the way, since we're already dealing with this matter of different nusach, as things are connected to the nusach Ashkenaz, Svard, and Ari, so we're basically talking about the three nusachs, Ashkenaz, and then you have Svard, and you have Ari. Can you change from one to the other? This has also been debated at great length, and the Rebbe says this is brought down in the responses that are referenced in the below the bottom. The Rebbe brings down down here. So the Rebbe references the various different, the Marishdam, the Shechasam Sofer, Mechus Al-Azhar, and the conclusion the Rebbe says is that you could change from Ashkenaz to Sfard and Ari, but you can't do it in the other way. That's the Rebbe brings down from those Sforim. And the Rebbe also bring down, you know, L'chatchila, when Hasidim came around in the first place, they changed their sitter. So Reb Nosson Adler, he was the rabbi of the Chasam Sofer, the Baal HaAflod, he was also a Talmud of the Maggid of Mizrich. They were originally davening Ashkenaz, and he davened Nusach Sfard, and the people of the Minyan davened Nusach Ashkenaz. So the Rebbe says, and the Rebbe quotes from the Chasam Sofer. So the Rebbe brings down, it was done. The Rebbe also brings down in the response of the Meshiv Dov and Netziv, over there he says that the Shliach Tzibur, he compromises. The Rebbe has discussed this in a previous letter at length. The Rebbe brings down that the Shliach Tzibur should daven the aloud when he does the repetition, he should daven the Nusach of the Shul when he is repeating it. And on his own, he can daven his own Nusach. But the Rebbe says, you don't have those Sforim right now to look it up. If they had brought down this the fact that he did even the loud Shimon Esrei, he did it, and how they respond to the fact that that was done by Reb Nosson Adler, by the Baal HaFloa. So the Rebbe doesn't get involved in that. He says he doesn't have that safer to see that. It seems very strong from the Rebbe that there is no issue halachically, and it also seems that even to the repetition of halachic issue, the only issue is if it brings to a machlokis, which means if the people consent, if they agree, and they said you can daven that nusach, that's fine, then it's okay to daven, there's no problem. The problem is if they don't consent and you turn it into a fight, that is where the issue happens.